Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
They won.
And what was amazing, that was just, I read up on them recently. My son introduced me to them. And the thing is that it was three of them that got together. They decided to get the beatbox guy and then a bass.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to have that, yeah, that lower thing. And so, but the thing is, though, the guy, the two people they recruited, when they went on the show, the first time they got together was the night before the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then that was the first time they got together to rehearse and then went on. Oh, and then just, killed it all the way through.
That's an interesting show.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everyone out there. Come on in. Sit down. Welcome. Have a seat. We got a sausage fest today for the Christmas show. We got BW.
What up, what up?
We got Lyric.
What's that?
And this is Sean Roberts, and this is Your Weekly Dose Podcast.
Yo, yo, and thank you for joining us today. And, of course, we are always streaming live to you from Orange County.
And if you're new to Your Weekly Dose, our podcast basically is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten your day through our laughter.
Yep, because you already know we like to make you laugh and talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we did recently. Because, you know, it's the thing that connects us all and the thing that makes us all human, because we all know laughter is the best medicine.
Damn right it is. Yeah, hit that note, BW. Go ahead.
You good. We good.
Come on, let's
go. Well, to all of our listeners, old and new guys, we love it when you guys are a part of the show. So join the conversation by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
And you can always send us a message via X or Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
Yep, and you can connect with us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose or email us at Your Weekly Dose number 1. weeklydose1@gmail.com.
That's right. And once again, guys, that was Mary Did You Know by Pentatonix. If you haven't heard it, man, it is a lovely tune by a wonderful a cappella group. We've got a lot going on today. We'll be doing some catching up. We got what's trending. We'll be also talking about the cost of the 12 days of Christmas. How much would they be today? Popular hiding spots for Christmas gifts. We'll also be sharing past moments of Twas the Night Before Christmas, a pocket-sized cinema, and the sexiest Christmas song ever. And of course, what's news as well. Now, guys, remember also, not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show. And of course, as always, any of the songs that we play here on the show, you can always get from our main sponsor, which is Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, do your last minute holiday shopping there. And when that way, every time you shop through our banner, and we get a little cha-ching, and that helps us stay on the air. So far, we're up to $1.50. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's easier.
Thank you.
You seen them lines, man?
Mm-hmm.
Just do it online. Just
do it online. I did.
Indeed.
I did all my shopping online. It's easy.
Oh,
I'll take this and that and this and that and that and that and this.
I thought I was a Scrooge before I
delivered.
Was yesterday. Took me to the store yesterday. I said, oh, Christmas is done for me. They ain't getting nothing. Who ain't got nothing after this point? They ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, you asked out.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't got you nothing by now. You asked out, man. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love, I think that was one good thing about the pandemic, I guess, that everybody did their shopping online.
Yeah.
It made everything so much easier instead of having to fight with parking, you know, and then going into the mall.
I don't know if y'all know, but there's never any parking in L.A. Like, there's never any parking out here. When Christmas time come around, yo, it gets like it's like an Armageddon out here.
Oh, it is.
We'll be fighting over parking spots and cutting people off and shooting each other and stabbing. It's nuts. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
That's why I'm so glad I did all my shopping on Amazon. It's so much easier. So much easier. So, well, this is our Christmas show, and the guys got here, and we treated them to a nice little Christmas breakfast already.
Yo, I'm drinking a mimosa. My
and we've got mimosas
out
in here. So,
yes.
You know, and so,
and
yeah, we're gonna go ahead and clink to each other. There you go. There we go.
You can't take him nowhere.
Or anywhere,
well,
for that matter.
Share. That's sharing. Like, yo, that was for real. Like, you know.
Well, y'all, he wanted y'all to sip with him. Y'all,
yes, I did.
Y'all
yes,
heard
I
every
yes,
bit
I
of
did.
His
yes,
sip.
I did. Yeah.
At least it wasn't, you know, one of those.
Yeah. We'd
have went. Liquor, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My mimosas,
you know. Otherwise, you know, he doing that or whatever, be like Billy D. Williams.
Colt 45.
Yeah, Colt 45. With that voice he has.
Sketch.
Yeah, exactly.
Sketch.
Exactly, man.
Oh, sketch.
There you go. Well, you know what? We've been away for 2 weeks. We've played a lot of past moments, though, on the last two episodes. So let's catch up with each other. All right, we got a lot, so we're going to start catching up a little early. So, BW.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good, well, brother. It's good to see you.
Yes, man. It's good to be here. You know,
so, you were sick
a
couple of shows ago.
A couple of shows, and then, I don't know, I've been getting this stomach vibe. I can't eat. My stomach's so sensitive. Anything I eat, it got to be cooked right, everything. So, I just get bad. I'm like,
Chris ass stomach.
Hey, bougie. I got a bougie stomach, okay?
Bougie.
It'd be like, what is this? How much did you pay for this? Nuh-uh.
So basically, you got to eat baby food.
Yeah. But no, I can't do mushy. I can't do mushy stuff. But
well, the pears and applesauce is still the same.
Hey, the applesauce. Put a little brown sugar in it, boy. Anyway.
Speaking of babies, how's the little one?
Baby's walking. So
man.
Oh, she found out who you. She found out you're her daddy. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. She is not trying to be left behind at all. So she's 11 months. She just turned 11 months a couple days ago, and she's already.
Oh, well, happy birthday to her.
Full blown walking and everything. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to come through. I was thinking about going. Well, you'll come through, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna come through. See, baby.
So she's
a cutie. That's for damn sure.
That's a journey and a mystery and all those types. Now you got to make sure everything is covered up and.
Oh yeah, when they start walking, that's it, man.
It's like a joy and a like no.
That's when the end begins.
Yeah,
once
exactly.
they start walking, they're mobile. The end begins. Yeah.
Come here.
And
come
she's here. She's a grabber too, so she's gonna reach for everything that is not supposed to be. So here's another. Toast
to the baby. Toast to the baby. That means we got a drink. We happen to have another sip of a mimosa. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you know what? That was horrible.
Oh, you.
That was horrible. Wait a minute. There we go.
There's our clink.
Indeed.
There's our clink.
Yeah. So, and then of course, you know, been just working on this show and promoting it, releasing more content. We did some Christmas sketches.
Nice.
We're gonna be releasing those.
Cool, man. Well, I'm just glad that you're feeling better, though.
Thank you.
That's the most important thing for me.
Of course, you know, for the kids too, because they be jumping on me. Whenever I be, I'm like,
so they think you're a trampoline?
Yeah, they like, oh, he laying down, time
he's
to
good.
Get
he
him.
Yeah.
Oh, jump on daddy. Let's go jump on daddy.
No breaks.
He's the jungle gym. He's the jungle gym.
So I had to sleep.
Daddy's like stretching his arms out. Oh, look, we can swing from daddy's arms. Yeah, no, yeah. Man, I'm just stretching.
Yeah. It's and a torture rack.
They like, what hurts, daddy? Let me jump on it and see if I can fix it. So.
Baby, wow. I understand your logic don't make sense, yeah. But daddy love you. Daddy
thank
love
you for trying. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, man. Lyric, how about you, man? How's the last 2 weeks for you?
It's cool, man. Doing some work on the show. Yeah, it was cool.
All right.
Not a whole lot, you know, doing some work on the show, trying to build up the social media, coming up with new stuff, mm-hmm. getting ready for, because all the work starts in January. You mm-hmm, know what I'm saying? Right. That's when our work really starts. So doing everything we can.
And we got a couple of new listeners and everything. So okay. For them to kind of catch up to find out what's going on, everything. Both Lyric and BW are working together on a pilot.
Yeah, so
for a brand
me,
new show, and that's what we're discussing.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
Me, B Dub. That feels weird to call you. I don't ever call him that. But yeah. Me, B Dub, and our homie Chris, we started our own entertainment company, wrote a TV show, shot the pilot. Now we're, you know, come January, for everybody who don't know, we're starting the pitching process, trying to get right. it out there. And if you're interested, go to YouTube. Just type in Sketchy Budget Entertainment. We just dropped a Christmas sketch yesterday. Going to drop another one Christmas morning. Got a whole bunch of other things coming up soon. So
if you know any investors and distributors and all
those
things. Yeah,
man. Looking for angel investors. Looking for people who want to get involved. Yo, hit us up. Send an email. yourdailydose1@gmail.com.
Or if you just know any Jewish people in general that want to spend money, you know.
Hey, we good too, man. Hey, yeah. Hanukkah, Naheim, Shalom.
Mazel tov.
Gesundheit, calm down. But yeah, man, just trying to build this thing up because it's more than just the show. You know what I'm saying? The show is the first.
Exactly.
After we get the first show out there, then, you know, we can become the production house we want to be and start doing our own stuff. But until then, just trying to get this first one out there.
We're waiting on that script that you said you had, Sean, about your that thing that you said you wrote about when you was going to show it because you wanted to make a movie about it when you wrote it. That's what you was thinking about when you created it. So we waiting on that so we can see if we're going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he said. Okay. Yeah.
You know you got some stories.
Oh, I got a lot of stories, man. Just a lot of them we can't really tell.
Sean Roberts story.
Oh, dude, it's like
as the Sean Roberts story.
As the Sean grows, that's basically what it would be.
We could tell a story about every signature you got on this wall.
Oh my gosh! Well, everybody from Kenny Loggins.
Well, each one is an episode.
And Gary Hoey.
Yeah, actually, could be, man.
Yeah, Gary just played recently too. Matter of fact, I want to go down and see Gary down at the coach house. Uh-huh. He's a buddy of mine, and it was good to see him. His son's playing with him now, too.
Yeah.
Word.
Which is awesome, which is really great, because his son and my son were about the same age. And it was kind of cool, because a couple of years ago, we went to a NAMM show, and that's where I mostly see Gary. I see him here, and then I see him at the NAMM show. It was kind of cool, because I guess, about 19 years ago, I got a picture of Gary holding my son.
Oh, word.
And then now flash forward 17 years later. So it was actually less than that, because it was right before COVID. We went to the NAMM again. I took my son and got a picture of Gary and my son again.
Oh, word.
Like, you can't hold him this time, though.
Hell no.
He's too big.
You better not. That's
He's
what
too big.
You better not.
He's too big now. So it's kind of
not without consent, damn it. Not without consent, damn it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see that, though, because he got him when he's a kid and then grow.
Yeah, man. That's
you know, and we're trying to get to see if we could do another one with Jeff Dunham.
That'd be
because when Jeff did his first DVD, there was a store here in Huntington Beach, and he did a in-store signing thing. So we went down, picked it up, we got our DVD signed and everything, and he's holding Roman and everything. So now we got to try to figure out how can we, when he comes in, and get another picture of him. So that'd be kind of cool.
We do it.
But so that's what I've been doing. So I've been visiting friends who've been coming to town, playing and everything. Got to go out and play myself a couple of times.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Doing some of the retirement homes, and they've been enjoying the Christmas music. So, matter of fact, I got one last one today. So, which would be kind of fun. And, yeah, that's about it, really. Then just doing the teaching thing still. So, which is good. So, all is well. All is well.
Staying busy, busy.
Yeah, exactly. Before we go on, though, I do would like to give a couple of shout-outs here. I was handing to our to producer. Basically to Gordon Cherry. He texted us through the Mark and Brian 25-year page there. And so he said he's going to be listening to us. So thank you, Gordon. I appreciate listening
what's
for
that?
The first time.
What's happening, Gordon? Good morning to you.
Absolutely.
Flash Gordon.
And then also Kathy Michael is listening to us. She was originally, what did she say? I think from Hawthorne, I think it was.
Oh, that's right.
Good morning. Good morning, Kathy.
So let me see. Let me double check that here. What? Yeah, she's originally from Hawthorne, and then they moved to Minnesota.
Oh, sorry.
And was it Bemidji?
Oh, y'all got that code.
Bemidji.
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 Yeah.
Bemidji. Yeah, so Minnesota right there. She moved out there.
We practiced for 10 minutes before we came on air to make sure we said your name correctly.
Yeah, because I was seeing Benjamin. Like, no, name Benjamin.
We even had Siri say it a couple of times to make sure we understood correctly.
Bemidji.
I said Bemidji. That's all I said.
I said it the correct way the first time.
Yes, you did.
You guessed, though.
No, I did not guess. I said it phonetically the way it's spelled.
Yeah. He got Kathy wrong, but he got the city right.
Farewell, everybody. Farewell.
Oh, yes. Shout out, y'all.
Shout out to you guys. Yeah. So
appreciate y'all listening. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening for the first time, guys. We always love it when we get new listeners. And
yeah.
Don't forget, you guys can also go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. And listen to all of the past 6 years of our show.
Yes.
So starting from the very beginning, and including interviews with Mark and Brian and Michael Nesmith, the great Trini Lopez, and a whole bunch of other wonderful people that we've had on the show, too, which we need to get on this year as well. So anyway, big shout out to you guys. Thank you, Gordon and Kathy. So let's see. What do I want to do next year? Oh, so the Oh, you know what? We got to do what's trending. That's what we got to do.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Let's go ahead and start that.
What's trending? Time's been. You already know. Nobody left. Come on.
I love he's talking to himself over there.
He does that sometimes.
Yeah.
He does that. It's normal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Zone it out. Zone it out.
He's always zoning out. Well, do you guys ever wish you could drink your Doritos?
What?
No.
No?
Hell no.
What?
Well.
Is that a white people thing? I'm sorry.
It must be. It must be, because if you've ever eaten a Doritos and wish you could drink it, well, now is your chance. Doritos and drink company Empirical announced a collaboration that they're calling a nacho cheese spirit.
What?
In a joint press release, the company said the drink was made by using real Dorito chips and extracting their essence through vacuum distillation.
I just threw up my mouth.
I had to put my almond, my chocolate covered almond down.
Wash it down with a mimosa.
I want to drink this.
Well, Empirical Doritos Nacho Cheese Spirit does fall into the tradition categories of gin or vodka. Empirical is an uncategorized spirits company, so it allows the use of freedom to experiment with really interesting flavors, and they could take something that is unique and amazing flavor like Doritos and evolve it into something completely new.
That seems like some shit that's made for those people who can't chew and swallow anything anymore. You just put that through the tube. Like, I'm sorry, but...
Well, how does it taste? Well, the spirit opens with umami and tangy aromas of nacho cheese moving into the deeper corn-forward flavors of the chip to finish on a soft, salty note.
Stop describing it. Stop describing it. Just say it tastes like ranch and nacho cheese.
I told you I had a weak stomach earlier.
Just say what it tastes like. Don't describe it. Don't go in there.
Well, if you guys want to try it, the price of a bottle is suggested retail price is $65.
Okay, so if anybody out there tries it, please
let us know.
Let us know, please.
Let us know. Pre-orders, which begin December 13th, can be placed at Doritos. studios.x.empirical.co.
So they called us to sponsor it.
You know what? I'm willing to buy. I would.
You know, I'll tell you like this. The people out here couldn't tell whether I really drink that shit or not. I can fake drink a sound. I can do. Nah, I'm not finna sponsor it. I can. You know what? Yeah, I'll take sponsorship. I don't know if I could drink it though, man. Because that just sound. That does not sound. That's like drinking barbecue sauce. Like, I don't want to drink barbecue sauce.
And but yet, that's even. But different. Yet, there's barbecue potato chips though.
But that's different. There's ranch potato drinks. Chips. They got barbecue. Ain't no barbecue flavored Coca-Cola.
No.
Think about it. There's no barbecue
when
flavor.
When it's hot.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But
there's no drink flavored after a food.
It's the essence,
but you get what I'm saying. Like, right. To actually taste.
Did you guys ever try the Shamrock Shakes?
No.
What about the Grimace Shake? Did you ever try that when that came out?
That was like a walk-in cavity. I didn't want none of that. It just looked too sweet, dog. Everything got a whole lot of sugar, and that shit looked like it was a cavity. I'm like, I'm good. No, I'm good.
I just love his face.
I don't want to tell you like this, like even the Dorito shit. That shit tasted like, come on, man. Even saying the name again right now, his face just went.
You know what? If I get some good Christmas money, I'm almost willing to buy it.
Try it on air.
I'd
do that shit.
Send the bottle in.
Yeah, send the bottle. If you send us a bottle in, we would try that shit on air.
All right, we got it. Okay, you know. You know, hand me that piece of paper back then.
Write this shit down, man. I got myself into.
Nope, this is the wrong one.
Oh, it's the one that's
so big. Is it that one?
Fuck, I done got myself into.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay,
that's a real thing, though, huh? A Dorito flavored.
Yeah, this is it. Okay. All right.
Oh, Lord. That's...
Okay. I want to see if we could contact them and see if they can send us
a bottle online.
And trial a bottle online on our podcast.
Okay.
All right. So that's saved there.
That sounds... Don't tell them to listen to this episode, though.
Tell them to listen to the other one.
Yeah.
Right now, I vote no.
All right.
I vote no.
All right. You guys all know Joe Coy, right?
Joe Coy, yeah, I like Joe.
All right. Well, apparently, you know, it's award season's coming up.
All right.
And he just got named host for the 2024 Golden Globes.
Okay.
Yep. Comedian Joe Coy will be hosting the 2024 Golden Globes. The comedian is fitting choice as the award show has also added a new category, best stand-up comedian on television for the season.
Because he'd be crying and stuff.
I guess so. The Easter Sunday actor will be making his major award show hosting debut on January 7th on CBS.
Big step up for him.
He said, I've stepped into a lot of stages around the world in my career, but this one is going to be extra special. I'm so excited to be hosting the Golden Globes this year, Coy said in a press release. This is the moment where I get to make my Filipino family proud.
Yeah, and he's going to let us know. He's
Filipino.
Yeah. Filipino. Oh, absolutely.
No, he's funny, though.
Joe yeah. Coy. No, Joy cool. He's cool.
He's hilarious.
And he's got a good podcast called The Coy Pond.
Oh, word.
Coy Pond, that's funny.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's funny.
I like it.
He's real humble. I like his spirit.
Okay. Did you guys see the Barbie movie?
No.
Yeah. You're supposed to say, yeah, man.
Hell no. I'm gonna check it out because I kind of want to see what it all
the hype
is about.
It's up for a number of awards now, man.
Yeah, that's what I was like. What?
I've heard the set. I've heard
how.
I've heard the visual aspects, set design, costumes, all that, top notch.
Yeah,
because it's Barbie, so they just went all in. So I've heard that is all top notch. Even like I've heard the movie, if you take it for what it is, it's just a fun movie.
Yeah,
I ain't got no problem with that.
So we watching it this weekend. All right, movie night,
or after the show, I got it downstairs on my hard drive. Don't ask Tom. All right, well listen, here's the whole thing though. Ryan Gosling has just released us a Christmas version of I'm Just Ken, which was a song in the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, who played Ken this year in the smash hit Barbie, has just released a Christmas version of his equally smash hit song, I'm Just Ken, called I'm Just Ken, Merry Christmas Barbie. Gosling teamed up with songwriters and producers Andrew Wyatt and Mark Ronson to create the new spin on the ballad, which features the same lyrics as the original song with a slightly different arrangement and an orchestra backing Gosling. I'm Just Ken, Merry Christmas Barbie is one of three remixes on the new I'm Just Ken EP that came out on the 20th.
Wow.
The EP also includes I'm Just Ken in My Feelings Acoustic, as well as the original song itself. So, for those of you guys who are all
and
into that.
That was the day America went to shit. That's dog. Ken got it. Bro.
Ken's got a new EP out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I ain't mad at that.
You know what? I wonder from I wonder how much Ryan Gosling eating off that. He don't write it. He don't own it. There's nothing about that he owns or has any part in, but the actual voice.
Well, as long as
and
he
actual
get,
him.
So well, performing royalties.
Well, that's no, because Terrence get, Howard. That's all he would get. Terrence Howard didn't get the performing royalties when he did the DJ on. What's the name of that movie? Hustle and Flow?
Well, no. That's different. That, performance royalties when he going and doing it like a live show and doing stuff like that. That's when. But Terrence Howard, for anything he did on Empire, he's
no,
never,
I'm talking about from Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, he's never going to own anything. That's all 3-6 Mafia.
No.
Well, you know what? That
performance
actually,
rights.
Yeah, that actually happened to a friend of mine.
He didn't get none of that, no.
No, because they saying DJ did it, not Terrence Howard.
Oh, so that sucks.
So it was a terrible contract.
That happened to a friend of mine. Aileen,
stipulate.
Aileen Quinn, who played the original Annie in the film with Carol Burnett. Aileen said that she doesn't get any royalties from any of the soundtrack.
You got to read them contracts, people.
It's like, man, you got them contracts.
Yeah.
When my first day in music law school, I did a business course in music law. My first day, the teacher came in there. He been like smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes a day, been doing this shit 60 years. He said, look, I can't tell you everything you need to know in 3 months, but what I'm going to tell you is this. You're going to get fucked. There's no way you can go about that you won't get fucked. It's going to happen regardless of what you do. But at least I can make sure you get a dinner, you get a car. At least you get some before you get fucked. And then he started breaking down the contract. So years ago, when they still had vinyl, they had something in the contract called breakage. Breakage was 10%.
Yeah. Right.
They include that shit now.
Oh, yeah.
On contracts now, they still include
and
that
they don't need to
no,
anymore.
But they do. So what they do, they still include all this shit that if you got a lawyer who's worth his song, go through, look at it, he can take it out. Or if you know what you're looking for, you can go in there as well and strike this. But unless you say you want it removed, they're just going to leave all
this
shit.
All that stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how you get got, man.
Exactly. Well, Super Bowl is just around the corner, of course.
Yeah. Go Lions.
Is that who you root for?
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Lions.
Cool, man.
I have a vendetta against the Lions forever.
It's okay.
Well, that's why you guys sit so far apart in the room right now.
The way they treated Barry Sanders, y'all never want them.
How they treat
him. Well, Rihanna's iconic Super Bowl malfunction last year, basically. There couldn't be any cooler than the pregnancy reveal of Rihanna's big moment at the halftime show of the Super Bowl earlier this year. But thing is, she wasn't planned to reveal it at all. An issue with the fitting of Rihanna's outfit forced the performer to put her baby bump on display. Now she's sharing it. So in a recent red carpet interview on with Access Hollywood, the singer, entrepreneur, and mother of two revealed, quote, I did what I had to do, right? My jumper couldn't zip up. So I just told my stylist to make sure it's stretchy. So the underarm, it was stretchy, and this part was baggy. But, the zipper stopped right there, so it just had to be what it had to be. So, therefore, it showed.
But she, Rihanna, she made it look like it was on purpose.
It's ASAP Rocky, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Riot Rose was welcomed on August 1st. So, and lastly, Michael Bublé reveals a promise that he made.
So say that again.
Michael Bublé.
Okay, go ahead.
Bublé.
Continue, sir. Continue.
Bublé. Well, I ain't going to say bubbly.
No, please don't. Continue what you said. Yeah.
Michael Bublé.
It's the way you said it the first time.
Bublé. Bublé. Okay. Well, in an interview on Diary of a CEO, the singer reflected on the moment he found out his wife and he and his wife found about their son, Noah, who was diagnosed with liver cancer back in 2016. Mm. At that time, he said he made a promise to himself. He said that when they received the news, he was obviously going through a crisis. He goes, quote, I don't think I had my priorities straight. Blinders, career, ambition, how do I become the baddest, the biggest, the best? More ego, more power, more money, more. And then when, of course, the diagnosis was revealed, he goes, that's when it really hit me in the moment. I went, okay, this is life. This is it. This is what's important. He goes, I remember closing my eyes and saying to myself, if we get out of this, I'm living a different life, a better life. I want to be kinder. I want to be more empathetic. And I don't ever want to allow that ego and false self to take over. And I want to know how lucky I am. Noah recently celebrated his 10th birthday in August. And Michael shared a video montage of his son's life over the last 10 years. Oh. So that's great, man. That is awesome. Yeah, because a moment like that will change you.
Indeed.
It will definitely humble you. So there you go. And that's, guys, it's what's trending. I just love it that VW's head's like going back and forth, like, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Let's keep going, man.
And then of course I hear like, yeah.
To Kanye to
I just realized too right now, you got blue suede shoes on, brother.
Yeah.
He must be happy about blue suede shoes.
They actually, I didn't realize they had the Steph Curry joints. Like, I didn't realize they were Curry joints. Bought them a while ago and didn't even realize. I forgot I had them. I wear these today.
I like them, though. I mean, they work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You got soles?
Yeah.
Thank you for fucking up the compliment for me.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a friend right there, baby.
Yeah, yes, it is.
That's a friend.
100%.
All right.
He's super bad.
He is?
Oh, shit, yeah.
With that voice, man?
How you doing? How you doing, baby?
I can see him walking into a bar.
How you doing?
It works sometimes.
It does.
It works.
Dude, with you, come on.
It helps. The voice helps.
The bald head, the glasses, the voice, the intelligent look, and the face that you've got.
Now, the voice gets away with a lot of stuff I normally couldn't get away with because of my voice. Like, for example, like I call everybody baby. It's just what I do. It's just what I do. Only because of my voice am I able to get away with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that helps.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, see, don't worry. Don't worry.
Hey, baby, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
What up, baby?
What up, baby?
No, see, don't worry.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Yo, what up, baby? How you doing? What's happening with you? What's going on?
See, it's that. How you doing? Yeah. See, that's what works, too.
The joy. It's the how you doing? It's the Joey.
The Joey thing. Yeah, exactly.
The Tribbiani.
I call it the Tribbiani.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. I love it. Well, you know, guys, tomorrow. Like that?
You don't like that? Don't want to hit his shit in my ear.
What's wrong?
It was my voice, man.
You took off your headphones.
Remember,
you hear that?
They put on deep voice YouTube clips and they cry about it, man.
Wait. Let's just think about this for a moment. The mofo takes his headphones off so he doesn't hear your voice.
Yep.
Yet you're in the room, he can still hear you.
But it was louder through the headphones. It sounded, the headphones made it sound better.
What is with you?
The hate runs deep, dog.
Wow.
I told you, man, it's deep, man. It's actually a problem. It's actually a problem.
Put that mimosa down. eat an apple. Have a cracker. Take a candy. Do something else. Take it off the headphones.
I don't want to hear his voice. Don't take that.
He's in the room, mofo. Gee, many crickets. Was it Gordon and Kathy are listening to this shit right now?
I got a headache, man.
I am so sorry you had to hear this.
Hey, man, y'all tuned in.
Man, what a show to tune into. All right. But we are.
Yeah, my man crying over there.
He's going to be pissing his pants. Makes me wish he wore the pants today.
Oh, shit, yeah. All right. Oh, man.
Well, with
hold it together. Keep it together.
Yeah.
So, Gordon and Kathy, I think they're really going to enjoy this, too, because I want to share this with you guys as well, and I think you guys will definitely enjoy it. So, I want to play for you guys "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Now, this is a special version of it because what was really cool is back in the day, and as many of our listeners know, we always pay tribute to Mark and Brian. This is one way that we do it. Mark and Brian would do these big, giant Christmas shows. And during those live Christmas shows, they would always try to find a particular celebrity, Hollywood legend, Bob Hope type people, Burgess Meredith, you know, those type of people, to come in and read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Nice. Nice.
You know.
That's dope.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So what you guys are going to hear right now, for listening for the first time, is a mix of different living legends that have done
that's
this.
Actually dope.
Tony Curtis, Dick Van Dyke, Betty White. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Betty who?
White. See, that's the Jewish in me, mother. All right. So here we go, guys. Hope you guys enjoy this. Here we go. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, Not a creature was stirring. Not even my agent.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were resting, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter nap.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand, I was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in fake fur from his head to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And there you go, guys. Twas the Night Before Christmas. The legends, Hollywood legends that you guys heard, were not in the, in this order, though, but Charlton Heston, Dick Van Dyke, Burgess Meredith, Buddy Epson, Bob Hope, Tony Curtis, Betty White, Jack Palance, and Gloria Stewart. So there you guys go. And
that was a trip down memory lane, man. I heard some of them voices in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, some of them you can't forget. Like, as soon as you hear Jack Palance's voice, you know, like, oh, that's
oh, yeah.
Like, you can't get rid of that one.
Yeah, or Tony Curtis or Dick Van Dyke or anybody else of that manner. And we're getting refills right now on the mimosa.
We're getting some mimosa.
Yes.
Well, I'm worried about you right now.
Why? Why would I do?
He good.
Am I wobbling a little?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just that you took your headphones off, didn't want to hear Lyric's voice. He's in the damn room.
It was just getting overwhelming. Y'all was just going back.
Overwhelming?
Yeah.
Overwhelming. That's what you call it. Overwhelming.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
All right. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, guys.
So like, man, what the fuck?
I'm just how can that voice be overwhelming?
Oh, shit. Well, it's the last episode of our weekly dose.
Well, but we still got one more.
You got one more for the
year. We got one more for the year. So, all right. So, how much would you say that if you got all the gifts?
Yeah.
For 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'm sorry, 12 Days of Christmas, rather.
12 Days of Christmas.
Polish. So, 12 Days of Christmas. Added up all those things, how much money do you think you would be?
$4. It's a whole bunch of animals and stuff. You ain't dancing people.
Like, I mean, the presents today?
The golden rings.
Do you have a list of the presents?
I do.
Okay.
The golden rings.
So,
let's go get back it. Break it down.
Okay, so a partridge in a pear tree, how much do you think that would be?
$4. Not even.
I'd say $20 for a good plant. I'd say $20.
You know what a partridge is? It's a little bird.
Yeah, we're not talking the partridge family.
No, I'm just thinking
it's
about
a little bird.
A partridge,
okay, so a partridge
in a pear tree.
I only know this because I just watched Candy Cane Lane and they
broke it. All right, so you have to buy the bird and you have to.
Wasn't that a good movie?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Hold on, so you have to buy the bird and the pear tree.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so how much
the
is the bird?
Pear tree, I mean, it's a little
the pear tree probably be $20, but the bird.
The pear, you ain't.
How much is the bird?
It's going to actually cost you money because you got to buy food in the cage.
How much is the bird, man? Damn.
Now he's giving him the bird.
Is the bird like, so what, you going to pay $10 for the bird, $20
okay,
for the bird?
Okay, I need $3 for the bird.
$3, that's all?
Yeah, it's a partridge.
Really?
It's a small bird.
Damn, well, that's less than a worm.
It's a small, what? A worm is like 10 cents, bro. You in there, bro.
What store are you going to?
Yeah.
PetSmart.
Yeah. I'd say, all right, so hold on. So let's say, just overall, for the partridge in the pear tree, let's say even $30.
Okay, $30. Let's do
all right.
$30.
You guys are way off.
Way off. How much?
Lower or higher?
Higher.
Really?
For a good partridge, okay, $100.
So
why you saying it like it's normal?
More than $150?
More than $150.
$33.25.
$500.
Because you got to import it from Mexico.
$500. Shut the ooh, wee. You're criminal. What? $500. Right.
So let's put it this way. In 2022, so last year, it was $280
for one pear tree.
For a partridge in a pear tree.
What?
It went up 13.9%. So now it's up to $319.
Wait, is this like a figure sculpture or something?
No.
Or is it a real live partridge?
No, the total cost of lavish gifts mentioned in the song. Reached an all-time high. The grand total of all of this is $46,729 this year. Now, this is according to PNC.
For each gift, you're saying?
And no, overall, for all 12 gifts.
Yeah, and that's the Christmas Price Index. Now, for over 40 years, the financial service company has released the index as a tongue-in-cheek way to measure inflation based upon the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index.
What did it start? Does it have the starting number when it first, like, where did it start at?
Yeah, so the first time it was done basically was released in 1984. Noted that the gifts would cost $20,000.
Damn.
Since then.
Even in 84, be 20 grand?
Yeah.
So what's them dancing things you
so can since buy? Since then, the index has increased 133%. However, the consumer price index has increased 191%.
So it's more expensive than that right now. It's,
yeah. So.
God, 46,000.
You want the breakdown on it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. All right. So a partridge in a pear tree, $319. So round up to 320. Two turtle doves, $750.
Mm. Nah, maybe just had them at my uncle's funeral. They didn't cost that much.
Those weren't turtle doves.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Those were homing pigeons, brother.
Yeah. Throw some spray paint on them shits, call it good. ain't nobody going to see them. They flying away anyway.
Come back.
Now, three French hens, $330.
Okay, yeah, I don't think
four
it's good.
Calling birds, $600.
Because they got iPhones.
Five golden rings, $1,200.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
For a ring? I thought it'd be more.
They ain't go to Zales.
Or K's.
I was going to say, every kiss begins with a K. Six geese a lane, $780. Seven swans a swimming, $13,000.
Okay, I can see it. Swans.
Yeah, okay, yeah, swans.
This one, I think should be is wrong, but this is what it is. Eight maids of milking, $58.
Eight what? Maid? Hold on, maids of milking. So is humans that cow? Hold on, eight maids.
Yeah, that's humans. Milking. Some maids. Milking
like
some
real
cows.
Human maids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like human
yes.
people?
Yeah.
$58 yes. right now?
For eight of them.
Eight of them.
That's a damn good deal.
They like $7 a
them
piece.
The cheapest slaves ever, man.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Because they're just milking the cow.
Yeah, that's.
I think they
yeah.
get some of the cow milk.
Eight.
All right. Now, nine ladies dancing. $8,000, because, you know, they're in the union.
Depending on where they come, depending on what kind of dance are we talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, the good kind.
More than
the geese
ten
are still worth more. The swans are still worth more.
Indeed, indeed.
No, the swans are only,
you
what
said the
say?
Swans were 13,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah, 13.
That's the most expensive thing so far.
So
I
far.
Get, I can get all eight right. maids and nine dancers. Mm-hmm.
For less than the swans.
All right. 10 lords of leaping, 14,000.
The fuck is that?
Dancing men.
Dancing men.
Damn. The food's cost.
Again.
14,000, but the eight maids only goes $58. The fuck kind of maids is these, yo? Go ahead.
All right. 11 pipers piping. 3,000.
Give me piping if it's free.
12 drummers drumming. 3,400. So the grand total is $46,729.86. It went up a whopping 2.7%.
Is it because the swans are white that they cost so much?
They were black swans.
Be like
$3.99. Buy one get one free. Half off, half hour.
Hey, man, you know what?
EBT friendly.
Hey, I went to Food for Less the other day. He's loving that one.
Food for Less.
Food for Less. I went to Food for Less because we're going to have Cornish game hens for Christmas dinner. They were two for $9. When I went in yesterday to go pick them up, they actually dropped the price. They were half off.
Oh.
So I could pick up two for $4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they did.
Y'all cooking for Christmas?
Nah, we going a couple places to eat.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Popeyes?
Nah. I'm not gonna
not gonna subscribe to that stereotype. Even
let
though
you have that one.
Yeah, kind of sort. Like on the way home that night, that. Yeah.
I think I'm going to have one of them sandwiches.
At the end of the night, I'm give me a two-piece. So y'all going to just travel around?
Yeah, because we're going to take pictures tomorrow, and then we probably go to my pops for Christmas Eve, and then go to my grandma's, and then we got to go to her people and get all the pick up all the gifts, and then we'll take them back Christmas Day and open them.
Gotcha. Right on.
Cool. Cool. So, yeah. All right. Real quick, I want to do something with you guys real quick.
Yeah.
So, intern Christopher is going to come in.
Oh, snaps.
And hand you guys something.
What is this?
So, this is my Christmas gift to you guys.
Oh, man. You made me feel bad now.
It's about giving. It's about giving.
You better not cry, bitch.
His nose,
don't you dare sit here, I'll let you cry.
His nose is already running. So,
word, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. My pleasure, thank man. You guys are family now, so you know. So Lyric is opening his up. I wanted to get you guys something kind of cool, something you guys could enjoy.
Indeed. I like games, so yeah, I can enjoy this.
I figured you being the single man would enjoy this game. Got a date, bring home a lady, play a little, connect four.
Word.
You know. Yeah, but notice.
I make my own rules.
And I say this jokingly, but of course you notice that this is the South Central version because it's called four in a row.
I was noticing that.
It's not called, y'all really got to see that. It's not really even called connect four. It really is called four in a row.
Yeah, so because, you know, if I pay Milton Bradley, it would have cost me, you know, like three times as much.
Indeed.
So,
thank you, sir.
Absolutely, brother.
Appreciate it, sir.
And for UBW, BW's opening his present right now. And because I know you've got the little ones at home.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble is what I got you, because that's all your kids are. It's nothing but trouble.
Yeah, like these pieces. Yeah. Like these pieces are gonna be if that's I let them get most, a hold of it.
Yeah, that is the most. That is the most creative name ever. Pop-up game. Pop-up.
Yeah. And again, you got the South Central version, so it's called Pop-up Game.
Yeah. I'm gonna pop my way home too. Yeah. That's what it says.
That's dope. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome,
we'll be
guys.
Playing this Christmas day. We will play it.
Absolutely.
We will play it.
Don't break it out
I'm
now.
Blue.
You're blue?
I'm blue.
Is green one of the colors?
Yeah, blue, green, yellow, red.
Okay, I'll be green.
Yeah.
I'll be green.
Yeah, we should play that every show. We should say just hear in the back.
There you go.
That's all dope, right. Sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Appreciate my pleasure. So also, popular hiding places. Where do you guys normally hide your Christmas presents? Or do you guys hide your Christmas presents?
I used to hide them in my closet. When I was with the girls, I hid them in my closet, man. They knew better than go to my closet. Don't go to my closet.
Really?
So, yeah, I just had all of them in my closet.
Every single one?
Every one.
What's up for the business? Depends on the size. Most times, I'd probably take it to another person's house.
I've done that a couple of times.
But most times, in the closet or something, maybe deep. Oh, I have this little cubby over my cabinet. Like, it's a closet. And it dips into the living room, the room. Mm-hmm. So it's like a shelf over it. So we can put stuff way up there that nobody can get up there unless you get a ladder.
Even so, for you.
Yeah, I have to get a ladder to get up there. So
That's cool.
I use that. Or I just don't get them stuff until the last minute.
See, me, it's easy because I just order from Amazon.
Yeah, and then
leave them in the box.
It's already wrapped.
You know? Yeah.
That's convenient. That's
but the thing is, you got to be careful because, you know, if you're ordering four or five things and they're all in one box.
Yeah.
You know, if they're for different people.
Everybody open it together.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. But
that's when you do the Santa's box. You just wait, like, all right, gather around, kids. I got
this. We used to do that with a bag.
Who's presents in there?
Let's see. This is for you.
Reach in, pull it out.
This is for you.
I think one of you guys actually has the stats on that, though, on hiding places.
Save the trees. That's what it save the trees.
Or do you have it? You have it?
Oh, yeah. Bedroom closet was the highest one, I told you.
The highest one, yeah.
When you got kids, that's what you put it in your bedroom.
Makes it easy.
You're supposed to teach them boundaries anyway.
Yeah, you know about to go in my damn room. Don't take your ass in my room.
Or the bedroom. You ain't supposed to see.
Don't take your ass in my room. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the other ones we got, Larry?
You know what? These are actually going in the order that I would use mine in.
Really?
The third one. Like, bedroom number one, spare room number two.
If you have a spare room, yeah.
Yeah. The coat closet, I've never hid in the coat closet.
Coke closet?
That's like
coat closet.
Oh, coat closet. Yeah.
Not coke.
It's like they got a whole closet for it, I guess, when you have your table set up.
It is Hollywood, sir. It is Hollywood.
Just walking there, ready to go.
Then you got under the bed at 26%. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Yeah. In the trunk of the car, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I left it there for days.
The bike I had to leave in the trunk once.
The who?
The bike.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
The bike
in a spare drawer or cabinet.
That's little jewelry boxes and stuff.
In the basement. Yeah. If you had a basement.
You have a basement,
Back east. That's
in the garage.
Midwest, back east, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the garage, yeah. Under a couch. I never hid a present under a couch. My presents have all been too big to hide under a damn couch.
Yeah.
Unless it's money, and even then I'm not going to hide a present under a couch. What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, no.
Unless it's one of those couches that had like the older couches that had like a skirt around it.
Okay.
So you lift
it up.
But
that's real old school, though.
Yeah, that's old school.
Then you got at someone's house, which I've done.
Which
we talked about that. In the attic.
That's classic.
If you have one.
Yeah, if you have one. In a desk. Nah. I could see that, but outside. It just says outside.
Just outside. Yeah, depending on how big it
in
is.
In a kid's room.
Yeah. Well, we got you. We got you a tractor.
Yeah.
Where do you want to put it? I'll leave
that
it outside.
Right outside. I ain't wrapping that shit up.
The kid's room is tricky. Because that can work, because they ain't looking in their room, but then they can accidentally
find it. And if they haven't cleaned their room.
Stumble on it.
Yeah, they can accidentally.
Then it's really easy.
Well, they don't clean their room unless you tell them, so you just don't tell them to clean their room until.
For like the last 2 months. Hey, it's out in November. Don't you clean that damn room.
Y'all have to clean that room. Good.
I'll give you a cookie.
In a shed. And then the last
one. I've done that,
is in the bathroom. Why in the fuck
would you put
it?
Well, I have a closet in my bathroom, so that's probably what they mean.
Okay.
Oh.
Under the sink, maybe.
Not, I would, okay, I could see why. I wouldn't do it, but I could see why.
If you don't like to shower often, maybe in the shower. Something you could take.
This is what you've heard from experience, not from from other people. Secondhand knowledge.
Yeah. You know, I've heard. Secondhand knowledge. I don't use my bathtub. Just put it in there. Damn.
Soap on the rope.
That ain't good. That ain't good.
Those are all good hiding places. Sometimes plain sight is the best. Also.
Yeah. Especially like when you do the box thing from Amazon.
Yeah.
Just leave it there and be like.
Yeah,
it's mine, motherfucker. You don't know who's
there. Exactly.
I had a pool.
Does it have your name on it? No.
I had a pool table in Arizona, and I hid a nice grip of presents just underneath the pool table.
Well, there
kids
you go.
Never went under the pool table, and when I was playing, I would keep it covered anyway. Mm-hmm. So I just left it covered for 3-4 months and just hid everything under there.
The best part, though, if you're getting them that early, is to wrap them. And then just leave them somewhere just to build the anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
Don't that's touch slow it. Torture. That's torture.
Yeah. At that point. Like, I want to touch it. Don't you touch it. Find the little rips in it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing that myself.
You guys ever shake
it? I can see it. Hell yeah. That's the first way you figure out. It's heavy. It ain't heavy. It ain't too heavy.
What about,
I hear something else moving.
What about getting an X-Acto blade or a razor blade to cut the tape? And then take you opening
see,
it up
you a
and
quick peek.
No,
evil.
I never did. Yeah,
and then put the tape back on.
That's evil.
I did find a way to open one time. Open the top of it so I could peek in like that. And then I had some tape to
You gotta tape just it rip it. Up, you gotta just rip it. If you're gonna look, you gotta do it to the part where you carefully not rip it.
What's up? You cut the tape with
See, that's too scientific.
That's too scientific. You're too clever. That's
clever. Mastermindish.
Yeah, yeah, we ain't.
Hey, man, I was smart at 10 years old.
Yes, how old were you? I would have got a whooping just for getting a knife.
Hell yeah.
I had my own knife at 10. Cutting duck ears.
Well, I screwed up the first year because I used a butter knife. It really didn't work. So.
No, I don't think that would work too good.
Second year, got a steak knife. Worked a little bit better.
Yeah,
but,
see, you're a scientist. Mad scientist over here.
We using whatever. We ain't even going in the kitchen. We looking at the present, using whatever we got right there. shit, what I got here.
It got so bad. One year I ordered the spy kit, the X-ray vision.
So you can try to look in there. Stupid ass.
I'm ready for next year.
It's not working.
I see you mad in the motherfucking tune. When you break that joint out, you'll be looking at them present, be mad as hell next year.
Why is there lingerie in this box?
Oh, shit, yo.
Mom, is it for me? Man.
Well, do a round robin real quick. Best present you guys ever got for Christmas?
It was the best and the worst present at the same time. So it was the bike I wanted, but I was in Detroit, so I couldn't ride the bike until about April, May. So it was this bike I wanted all this time, and I had to sit there and I was riding it in the house, taking the pedal, you can't go nowhere, but. It was so torture just to see this bike that you wanted.
That you couldn't touch. Couldn't it's just
ride.
There.
Because it's snowing and stuff. That's why. California's looking at me you couldn't
ride
it. Yeah.
You ain't finna ride that shit.
He couldn't touch the pedals or something?
Yeah, no. Can't go outside. Climate, it was a snowstorm until April. So bike was sitting in there for 4 months.
You riding it inside the garage or in the house around as much as you can.
By the time I actually could ride it, it was already broken. From getting up and doing too much.
Wow.
That's when you really want to ride your bike, man.
I can remember that.
Gives new meaning to stop playing around in the house.
Yeah, for real.
What else am I supposed to do?
Yeah. What about you, Larry?
I guess when I was younger, I think we got a PlayStation.
Really?
The first PlayStation my mom's bought us. We ain't grew up with a whole lot of money. You know what I'm saying? That we were poor, broke, poor, wasn't poor, but we ain't, afford stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They gave us me and my little brother got a PlayStation. That was the biggest gift I got.
Two stand out for me. When Atari came out, when I was getting the 2600.
I remember playing that. My brother had that.
Okay. So that was kind of cool. And then also when I got my train set, my first train set. And my dad got me an N-scale train. And I'll never forget this Christmas. So we they got the board and everything. My dad's laying down the track and stuff and what have you. And the thing is that there was a little boy that lived across the street from my parents' house, because most of the residents in the area, our neighbors, were all older people. So there was a couple who had a little boy and a little girl, and the little boy was about 5 or 6 years younger than me. So he and I would try and play when we could or whatever, catch something, whatever, you know, outside. So I come in, and I'm thinking, all right, well, I think I'll play with my train. Nope. There's my dad laying on the floor playing with my train, watching it just go round and round and round and round. All right. Well, I'll go in my room and play with my Atari. Nope. There's my mother playing Donkey Kong. This is a good game, Nemo. I'm glad you enjoy it, Mom. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Let me know when you're done.
So I went out and played basketball, you know, because I had nothing else to do. I had nothing else to do. Yeah, my parents were playing with my stuff.
They was shopping like, this is cool.
Yeah,
we can use this. We can play with this too.
Exactly.
That's how parents buy toys right now, especially when you go to video games. Like, I can buy them this game because I play the shit out of this too. That's how they do.
Or you got it. You didn't know how much fun it was going to be until you finished setting up that train. It was like, this is actually, this is going round by his damn self.
They're the same cats who sit there and start playing with the action figures themselves. Like, oh man, look at the grip on.
My grandfather. And his compadre, for those who don't know, compadre means co-parent in Spanish, was godfather to his son and his friend's son. And they would play. They actually broke toys the night, like Christmas Eve, because they were supposed to be wrapping the gifts.
And start playing
with the Western gear they bought. And they're running around with the caps and...
Yeah, that's what grown men are kids, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're big-ass kids.
Especially when you see the new stuff. And you're like, dang, man, I wish I had this when I was a kid. You know, we would have did. And then you start playing with it like that.
I remember one time in Arizona, me and these people, we started doing Nerf gun wars, right? So I looked online and found all these Nerf guns that this teenage dude, he was like 12 years old, 13 years old, he was selling these guns. So I go to pick up the guns, he was like, yeah, I've kind of outgrown them. I don't want them anymore. Talking this little bit of shit at 13, right?
Yeah.
I'm 30-something buying these guns. I was like, wait till you turn 30.
Come back to them.
I got a whole storage bin full of Nerf guns right now.
Oh, we need to get to
I've got the Nerf arrow.
I got all that.
I got the arrow.
I got a war chest.
We need to be playing. We need to play. We need to have war.
I'm gonna send a picture. Watch. I got a whole war chest.
Yeah, we need to get some people and play war.
My son Roman so has his stuff when he got started getting into it.
And then
I got a bow and arrow for myself too.
Yeah,
the Nerf arrow.
That's a sketch.
Well, we've been had that.
I'm gonna use the Nerf gun joint. I forgot. Okay, continue. My bad.
All right, you got it. Lyric's mind is working. I love it.
I like that idea.
Yeah, war. I love it too. So hide your Christmas presents, but start wrapping them tonight, because tomorrow night is...
If you don't wrap them by 6 tonight, just give it to them.
Just
come out and be like, I got one more for you.
Did your parents ever do that to you?
Yeah.
I got one more.
Oh, I forgot to even wrap them.
I don't know if you wanted or when they wasn't too sure if you had one or not or whatever.
Or you ran out of paper and you're like, hey, I ran out of paper. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to get to the store to wrap this last present.
There you go.
You can have this one early.
Yeah.
All right. One other thing I wanted to share with you guys is, let's see, do I have it here? Yes. Is to me, this is the sexiest Christmas song I've ever heard.
Okay.
And I do mean this sincerely.
Not Santa baby.
No. Oh, okay. This is better than that.
Wow.
This
wow.
to me is better than that.
Look.
Okay.
So do you guys remember who Billy Mumy is?
No.
No.
Billy Mumy was in Lost in Space.
Okay.
Little redhead kid.
All right.
Oh, Lost in Space. The original joint.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
All right. So him, Miguel Ferrer, and I forgot who else who's passed away, were all in a band together called The Generators. Okay. And they wrote, they've only had one album out and everything. And they would go out and they would play and so forth. And they wrote this song called I've Got Some Presents for Santa.
Oh, snaps.
So I think you guys would really enjoy this. I can't remember who the singer is, though, and I'm sure somebody will text us with it. But here you go. Here it is, The Generators, I've Got Some Presents for Santa.
What year is this?
Got some presents for Santa.
All right.
And he's got a big one for me.
Oh, word.
Outside it snows. I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa underneath my tree. He squeezes into my hot chimney where it's oh so warm and tight. On the roof I hear his reindeer. I'm so very glad he came here. It's only once a year, but what a night. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. I offer Santa my cookies. He loves to put them into his mouth. His long beard tickles, he gives me the giggles. He finishes his snack and then flies south. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. Ooh, Santa, I love my present. What else is in that big bag of yours? Santa and I share a ciggy. Then I help him back into his red suit. I know he has to go. He just says ho, ho, ho. I can't help it, he's so cute. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. Got some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. While outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa. I take off all my clothes, I'm waiting for Santa underneath my tree. Merry Christmas.
You know what this sound like, right?
What's that?
Sound like somebody took a video off Pornhub and just wrote a song based on what they saw on the video. Like, yo, what year was this?
Santa get
a big voice. I don't see the year, but this was the vocalist was Sarah Taylor.
All right.
And Billy Mumie.
That reminds me of my Dick in the Box.
And this came out probably, so that show was out in the 70s?
I think this was 90s.
That show came out when? The 70s?
Oh, late 60s.
Late 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an X-rated ass song, man.
No, it's a sexy ass song.
Like, that's sexy as hell. Like, okay, I get it. Oh, Santa getting the business.
Oh, yeah.
He putting that work in. I get it right.
There you go. Easy.
Santa got to be real fast. He got time for that, delivering all the presents. He's got to be multiple Santas.
Yep. All right, guys.
The laws of time and space don't apply to Santa.
Well, you know what I think everybody needs right now?
What is that?
It's some class.
Uh-huh.
Some culture.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Something we like to call
pocket-sized cinema.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. A Merry Christmas to all. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled The Virgin Birth. The Virgin Birth. The Virgin Birth. We open when a woman takes a teenage daughter to see a doctor. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy The Virgin Birth.
Okay, Mrs. Jones, what's the problem?
It's my daughter, Darla. She keeps getting these cravings. She's putting on weight, and it's sick most mornings.
I see, I see. Well, let me do a quick examination then.
After the doctor examines the teenager, he gives the mother the news.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but your daughter is pregnant. About 4 months would be my guess.
Pregnant? She can't be. She has never, ever been left alone with a man. Have you, Darla? No, Mama. I've never even kissed a man.
The doctor walked over to the window and just stares out at it. About 5 minutes pass, and finally the mother speaks up.
Is there something wrong out there, Doctor?
No, not really. It's just the last time anything like this happened. A star appeared in the east, and three wise men came over the hill. I'd be damned if I'm gonna miss it this time. What language is that?
You like that?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I know what he's saying, but what? Okay. That was interesting. It's funny how the mom and the daughter sound exactly the same.
Well, they are related. Yeah, they are related, though, so, yeah, it makes it, makes it a little bit easier. All right, should we do what's news?
Yeah, man.
All righty.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, let's see here. All right, I'll go first here. This is kind of interesting. A massive inflatable Santa Claus in Texas.
Claus?
Inflatable Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
In Texas. A gigantic inflatable Santa Claus is drawing visitors to a Texas neighborhood, but the origins of it are a mystery. The residents of Holly Tree area in Tyler said there is a not-so-little Saint Nick appearing on a vacant lot about a week ago, and it quickly became popular with residents. Nobody lives on this lot, so we don't know who installed a Santa, but isn't it fun, a resident, Marcia Daughtry told the TV reporters. Locals have been flocking to see the mysterious massive Santa, with photos of decoration dwarfing children and adults alike spreading on social media. Another person said that I was shocked when I saw it at first, and I thought it was so big. My family and I like to drive by it all during the nighttime. So there you go.
Mm. Wow.
Massive Santa Claus on an empty lot in Texas.
Nice, nice.
Everything is big in Texas.
Everything is big in Texas. Oh, well, let's stay in Texas then.
There you go. Everything's just so big. Big. Big in Texas. Just big.
Huge.
Huge.
Here you go, B. Here you go. It's your turn, bro.
Y'all got to see the faces that was going
on. Hey, I was off your knee and I still didn't make it in.
All right, we're going to keep it in Texas because a Texas woman
what?
Found something lounging in her Christmas tree.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. A Whoa-oh. Texas woman had an early holiday surprise when she found an opossum hiding in the branches of her Christmas tree.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
A video posted showing the possum hiding inside the adorned tree inside the woman's home. The woman said that she does not know how the animal got inside her home, as no doors have been left open. She said she heard noises arriving home from work, but initially thought they were coming from one of the three dogs or her cat. Three dogs or her cat was in the house with this dang possum, she says.
Nope.
She eventually got up to investigate the sounds and saw a long rat tail sticking out from her tree. The woman donned rubber gloves and attempted to pull the animal from out of the tree, but it was clinging tightly to a branch. She was able to pull the possum free, but it broke from her grasp and fled under a couch.
Oh, no.
The animal fled from furniture item until the woman was able to tackle him like an NFL football player.
Oh, it scratched the hell out of her, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. The woman said that's the possum, which she was able to carry outside, was not mean or aggressive during the encounter, just skittish. As an animal lover, three dogs and a cat, I probably would have kept it if it didn't smell so horrid.
Give it a bath.
She had three dogs in the... And she was going to keep the possum if it didn't smell horrid.
That's what white people do.
I was just throwing all the context clues.
If it smells, just give it a bath.
No, you ain't finna... You ever fuck with a possum?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, man. No, no, no.
I've had a couple of them.
Wild possum?
Yeah.
A wild possum? Them,
like, those... It'd be really hard pressed to tame a wild possum. That'd be something you have to have.
You actually have to have a baby.
From baby.
Yeah,
and
from baby.
Raise it up. You go out there, find a possum right now and try to tame it. That's ass out, man. That's a lights out story.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
Yeah, there's a couple that got stuck in the garage. One dumbass possum that I found where I don't know how in the hell he got in there, but he was able to crawl into a plastic bag.
Oh, wow. And died in the bag.
And couldn't come back out. So I had to, you know, corral him a little bit and then try and pick him up and get him out of the bag.
Oh, wow.
I actually have a funny story that made me prompt into a movie idea called The Killer Possums. Because I got attacked by possums one time in the backyard. And we was out there and he was like, oh, what is this? And then we ran in the house and then we found the next morning the dog had got it. Like, it was supposed to do like three dogs and the cat. The dog had got it. The dog had got it. And it was laying there like dying.
Oh, man.
So we went to the bag and was like, and you had to clean it up. But it was dead. And then as we were going to pick it up and clean it up, we saw the stomach churning. We was like, what's going on? What is this?
Don't need
it. It was pregnant. Yeah. So it was already like on the last breath. Yeah. And then as we were going down to reach to pick it up, we just saw the stomach churning and then boop. And then, oh, baby possum.
Popped out.
Boop.
Oh.
Another baby possum. Boop,
oh,
boop,
man.
Boop. Oh, snaps.
So you could have had some nice pets
just
there.
Came, oh,
no, that was no, it. If you would have seen that, you would not have thought pets.
No, they go in there with mama.
That was the scary.
Yeah,
especially after, like, it felt like the Terminator or something, like the cat pet cemetery, which is popping, like, the last breath. I'm going to give you these babies.
Nah. I don't know if can possums be pets?
Yes, they can.
Because they're probably very smart animals. They're just
they are over
sharp.
And the reason why I say that, because I used to work at Knott's Berry Farm, and they had a possum there because they used to do an animal show of all the different animals that are in Southern California that are, you know, you see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And possums, you can raise them. You can hand raise them. Babies is the best thing. And you said wild, it's a little bit different, but you can. And they're... they do make really good pets, and their hands are almost like human hands. Where do they even have fingernails? You know,
yeah, their fingernails are real sharp.
Yeah, but you can hand raise them though.
Huh? That makes sense. As long as you keep the nails cut, you trimmed, and you trained them the right way. Yeah.
And they actually sell possum kits. Like was it the animal control?
And they go outside. You teach them how to go outside. Use the bathroom, or they use
No. What I was saying is animal control. You can buy possum kits, and what it is, in case a possum does get hit, like you said, you can check to see if it's male or female, in case there are babies inside. So they give you the rubber gloves and everything, and a thing that folds into a box, so you can put the babies in there.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to look that up. I never keep it positive. That's some ugly ass things, man.
They're actually pretty cool. They're not that bad. I've held one when I was working at Knott's and yeah. So what you got, brother?
Oh, a black bear attacks Christmas decoration.
Yeah.
Huh. Could have just been a regular bear.
You know what we need?
Just bear.
Wait, for
bear.
That one, this is what we need.
Breaking news. And now, Lyric with the news.
A black bear in Florida named Elroy.
What's his really name, Elroy? What's his really name, Elroy?
Or should I call him Dre?
Elroy was good.
Elroy was good, right?
Good for a bear. Right.
A black bear in Florida named Elroy played Grinch to a Longwood family by attacking a life-size reindeer decoration and dragging it from the yard.
It was hungry.
Yeah, that's all it was.
You gonna just stand there?
It's like Godzilla, man.
I hate Rudolph.
EJ11 said his family was preparing for dinner when his wife alerted him to the spectacle unfolding outside. I was about to act it out. Just fucked that up. Never mind. I ain't even see it. It wasn't until my wife called and said, "Did you see what happened?" He told the news station. The family security camera recorded as the bear wandered up to the light-up reindeer. It's like they're all there. Next thing you know, the camera turns on. The bear comes in and paws it down. Wow. The bear knocks over two of the deer decorations and drags one out of the view of the camera, but leaving said it was later found at the end of the home's driveway with just slight damage from its encounter with the bear. Levin said the bear's visit has already become a classic Christmas memory for his family. The kids love it. As soon as I showed them, they were like, oh, my God, it's so great. They just go crazy with it.
Yeah. Wow. It looked like that deer reminded him of a deer that owed him money.
Yeah, he was mad.
He was like, hey.
Because remember, he knocked the other ones to the ground. He grabbed that motherfucker and dragged it off.
Like, he was like, you owe me my money. Yeah.
Why are you talking to me? Why are you talking? Why are you just looking at me? Why are you just staring at me?
Oh, you go say something.
Told you don't turn them damn lights on again. That's exactly what happened.
Well, I think this is whole animal theme because now a Yuletide owl was found roosting in the family's Christmas tree.
A Yuletide owl?
Yep. A Kentucky family's Christmas tree was inside their home for 4 days before it was discovered to be the home of a young owl.
Oh, wow.
Michelle White of Lexington said the owl somehow managed to remain undetected in the tree for 4 days by simply blending in with the branches. She goes, I have three dogs, and we use this room nonstop, watch TV, the kitchen's right there, no indication at all whatsoever. Bobby Hayes, owner of Magic Carpet Cleaning, was servicing the home while the family was away and noticed that the branches moving. A closer examination revealed an owl moving through the tree. It crawled up into the tree further, Hayes said. It took me several minutes to find it. I was shocked. Oh, and then Hayes was able to grab the owl and send a picture to White. I was shocked. I was so stunned, White said. She said initially thought Hayes was pranking her with a stuffed animal. White said it was lucky for her that Hayes was one of the ones to find the owl and remove it from the home. She goes, I would have left the house. The owl could have stayed without me. I wasn't coming home.
Wow.
So, yeah. Now, there was a story back in 2020, though, where an owl was found in the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would have been so dope if it was just going, whoo, in the middle of the night. Ooh, where the hell is that owl coming from?
Since when do we have owls in New York City?
I mean, was it making no sound? It was just wow.
Quiet.
Was it screeching? Wasn't doing anything?
Scared as shit.
Didn't eat either, huh? It hasn't eaten. It
for 4 days, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Unless they got mice in there at night, it was going ham.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Coming out at night and going back in. That's crazy.
All right, well, let's keep the good cheers going. USDA clears Santa's reindeer.
Good.
Yeah, because Santa won't have to worry about running afoul of the law for flying his reindeers into the United States after the animals were given clearance by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
What?
Yes. The USDA said his animal and the Plant Health Inspection Service issued a transit permit this past Thursday to Mr. S. Nicholas Claus of the North Pole, a distributor with Gifts and Good Cheer, Inc. The department said the permit will allow Santa's sleigh pulling reindeer free passes in and out of the country before the hours of 6 p.m. December 24th and 6 a.m. on December
25th. Well, that's so nice of them.
Yes, you better get it in before that. If not, it's going to get shot down. USDA is delighted to grant Mr. Claus and his reindeer a special permit to enter the United States, ensuring a seamless journey for the joy they bring each holiday season. Jeannie Lester Moffitt Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs said in a news release, we extend a warm welcome to Mr. Claus and recognize the vital role of U.S. milk and cookies in fueling his festive flight. Dr. Rosemary Sifford.
I kind of want to say something we really get. Go ahead, continue, sir.
Dr. Rosemary Sifford, the USDA's chief veterinary officer, said Santa's reindeer all passed the required health inspections. At a recent inspection, the reindeer were found to be healthy and able to prance and paw with each hoof, Sifford said. The health certificate did list a minor physical anomaly for one reindeer, Rudolph. However, APHIS or APHIS indicated that Rudolph's red nose.
Rufus,
that's his cousin. Rudolph's red nose, while bright, was normal for him and not a concern, the USDA said. So they.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
So they saying it's real.
Just keep in mind, he picked the story.
I was just saying, like, y'all don't believe. Like,
I believe.
Santa's real.
I believe.
I've been trying to tell you, like, it's a Santa out.
I ain't got nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
I believe.
This guy don't like anything to do with, about, or associated with Christmas.
Because they not telling us the truth. Like, show us that he real. Don't be hiding it. What you hiding it for then? I ain't. And if he out there for real, where my Christmas gifts for the last 35 years?
I got mine.
I ain't getting nothing that says Santa on it.
Well, yeah, it means you've been naughty.
Not all the time, but sometimes I've been good.
Well,
it's been a few Christmases. I don't know. I digress.
I don't know. Well, they say if you believe in Santa, you can hear sleigh bells.
I don't hear anything.
Anyway, 100-year-old three artificial Christmas tree, one of the first to be mass produced, was auctioned for more than $4,000 in Britain.
What?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that little tree with the strings on it? Yeah,
Hanson
I seen that.
Said the 2.5-foot tall tree described as the humblest Christmas tree in the world.
Oh, it's so ugly.
So for $4,296, so I bet ugly. That shit is trash.
It's
ain't
so
it?
Ugly. It got like 5 branches on it. It's like
The tree was brought to Dorothy Grant's family home when she was 8 years old in 1920, and it became a staple of her holidays for her entire life until her death at the age of 101. The tree, which features 25 branches, 12 berries, and 6 mini candle holders, is believed to be one of the first.
I'm sorry. Did you say mini candle holders?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Is believed to be one of the first mass-produced artificial Christmas trees, and was likely produced by Grant's mother at Woolworths in London. As simple as it was, Dorothy loved that tree, Charles Hanson, owner of Hanson Auctioneers, said in a news release. It became a staple part of family celebrations for decades. The fact that it brought her such joy is humbling in itself. It reminds us that extravagance and excess are not required to capture the spirit of Christmas. For Dorothy, it was enough to have a tree. The tree was passed down to Grant's daughter, Shirley Hill, 84, who lives near Loughborough, England. The seller decided to part with it to honor her mother's memory and to ensure it survives as a humble reminder of 1920s life, a boom to bust decade. Wow. Despite the devastation of the First World War and Spanish flu pandemic, there was renewed optimism, Hanson said.
Wow.
Okay, I can see how you keep it for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that tree up. Is that ugly?
It's like one little long branch in the middle and then just little pokes, little points out.
Well, yeah. So how many branches were on it?
25.
25.
2 foot. So it was like.
Yeah.
25 branches, 12 berries, and that's, 6 mini candles.
That's a pretty empty tree.
It's real simple. On a
2.5-foot tree. That's.
Jesus.
Yeah. It looks like, you know, like a little. Yeah.
Well, I got to look up this tree.
Well, there you go, guys. And that is
news.
What's news.
Yeah.
If I can find my thing here. Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Right there.
There it is.
It says what's news.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, guys. Should we play the game?
Oh, game time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. The game that everybody loves to play. We're playing Quiz Me, Quiz You. And we go. We have intern Christopher out there. Hello, sir.
Hello, everybody.
Oh my God, that is a very thin tree.
That's so pitiful. That's so pitiful. My bad, intern Chris. We looking up this horrible ass Christmas tree. That's
$4,000.
About 103 years old. They paid $5,000 damn near for this shit.
Wow.
What?
Yep.
That crazy.
It is what it is.
How many of those I threw away?
All right.
We're going to be crazy with going with question number one.
Already. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
we're going straight it. Into it.
Woo!
Yes, sir. Oh,
hey.
Question one.
Yeah, question one. All right.
Fat thumbs.
Yep. What is America's favorite winter beverage?
Winter beverage. Sean.
Oh. Sean.
Eggnog.
No.
Oh.
Lyric.
Lyric.
Hot cocoa.
That is correct. The hot chocolate.
That was easy.
Yes.
That question. One was an easy question.
Yeah, that's why you got it. Question number two.
Damn, okay.
All right. What is the best-selling Christmas song of all time?
Oh, Brown.
Brown.
Mariah Carey. Damn. All I Want for Christmas.
No.
What?
Best song. Best-selling Christmas song?
Sean. Yes, Sean.
Wham's Last Christmas.
No.
Best-selling. I don't know who would sing the best-selling Christmas song.
Selling Christmas. BW?
No, I think Lyric hasn't gotten a guess. Yes, okay. Lyric?
California Raisins.
No.
What is it? I don't know.
It's White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Wow.
Yes, dude.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, we should have known that.
Yeah, because it had it in the title. That's why we should have known.
Should have known that.
Guys, come on. Question number three. All right. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with what three words?
Brown.
Brown.
Oh, man.
Dang, I know mean one. I'm lost. Dang.
Ah, you lost it. You lost it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Sean.
Sean.
Stink, stank, stunk?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Woo, boy.
Well done. You had to reach deep for that one.
That's why I went.
I saw you.
Mr. Grinch. Question number four. In Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the song, by the way, what did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do?
Oh,
Sean.
You said O.
I forget my name sometimes. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
I gotta give it to Sean. He spoke the name.
He did say
his
name first.
Give it to BW.
You want me to give it to BW?
Give it to BW.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to BW.
I touched the ball, coach.
touched the ball.
All right, BW.
Don't know what that means.
You can't blow this. Okay.
Play any reindeer games.
All right, good job. He didn't blow it. Good job.
He almost sounded disappointed. God damn, he got it.
All right. Question number five. Which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch?
Oh, brown.
Brown.
Eggnog.
That is correct. Quick on the draw.
Good job.
All right.
Punch, really. Never heard that.
Question number six. We go to halfway point. Got it. BW in the lead with two. All right. We have our round robin question. What year did the Rockefeller Center skating rink open?
Brown.
We'll start. This is the round robin. Round robin. We'll start.
Brown robin.
But you know what? We'll start with you, Brown. What year are you thinking?
Let's go through all. 1919.
All right, Sean. What year are you thinking?
1885.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to choose C.
To shining C.
This ain't no multiple choice, boy.
I wanted a multiple choice. I really want multiple choice. Shit, okay. What is the year the Rockefeller what now?
The Rockefeller skating rink. What year did it open?
1921.
All right. And the closest person is?
It's 1908.
Lyric, 1936.
Good job, buddy.
Nice.
1936?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You fine with that?
It had to happen.
Yeah. All right. Question number seven. All right. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang?
Sean. An angel got its wings.
That is correct. Woo, another quick on the draw, tying everybody. Question number eight. What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
Oh, Sean. Brown.
I'm going to give it to Brown.
Pepsi.
No, Sean.
Coke.
Oh. Yeah, Coca-Cola.
You knew who it was.
You went with the wrong brand.
You knew who it was. As soon as you sounded like that, he said the wrong thing. I knew what he meant.
Missed it by that much.
I was drinking soda, that's why.
All right. Damn it. Question number nine. All right. In the song Winter Wonderland, What was the name of the snowman?
Sean.
Sean.
Parslin Brown.
One more time.
Parslin Brown.
I'm gonna give it to you because it's Parson Brown, not Parslin.
The fuck. His name is Frosty.
not in the movie. Not in that song.
Wrong song, man. Wrong song. I said Winter Wonderland, not Frosty the Snowman.
Don't matter, damn it.
There's only one Frosty.
There's only one Frosty, man.
If it ain't Olaf, it's Frosty.
If I wanted to see, if I wanted to see Frosty, I would go down the street to the Wendy's, okay?
It's either Olaf or Frosty. We don't got no
Olaf.
All right. Final question of the game. Question number 10. At least 40% of people do what with their Christmas gift?
Brown.
Sean.
Brown.
Return it.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and a few years ago, that number was as high as 66.
Damn.
Crazy.
Wow.
But it's gone down to 40. So.
That's good.
I met a girl. She was all right. Every gift she ever got. Every gift somebody gave her, she took that bitch right back to the store for cash. Goddamn.
Wow.
I never got that bitch anything. Well,
congratulations, Sean, for winning the game.
Thank
congratulations,
you.
Sir. Golf right. Right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. From myself, Lyric, and BW, we want to wish you guys a very, very Merry Christmas. Enjoy it. Spend time with your families, guys, because, again, you don't know how long you're going to be on this great good earth. And all those moments that you have, keep them with you. Keep them throughout the whole year. I know I wish every day could be like Christmas. You know, I think this world would be a lot better place. So enjoy the time you have together with your family.
Indeed, Merry Christmas, y'all. God bless.
Shout out my cousin Nicole. Hold on, stand strong. You know, we're going to get through this together. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. And Gordon and Kathy, thank you guys for listening for the first time. We hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I hope you guys listen to us next week. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a wonderful time. And we will be on the air next week, hopefully. So, because we don't know if anybody's going to get sick or not. We don't know. So.
Right? It is cold.
Yeah, it is. So, in the meantime, take care. Be good to each other. Have a good one.
Look for me on Santa's reindeer.
There you go.
I love that.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.